Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutun. There have been almost daily anti-government rallies in Bangkok in recent weeks. These demonstrations have largely been student-led, and they're calling for a revised constitution and reform of the monarchy, which is a sensitive subject in Thailand. Now, under Thai law, anyone criticizing the royal family faces long prison sentences. Joining us on the line now to help us better understand the issues in Thailand, we have Pavin Chachaval Pongpun. He is an associate professor with the Center of Southeast Asian Studies at Kyoto University in Japan. Pavin is also the founder of the pro-democracy organization 4C, which stands for Forces of Renewal in Southeast Asia. Pavin, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm wondering if you can help us understand the call for reform of the monarchy that is behind these protests. I mean, why are these calls for reform happening now?
Well, as you yourself said, that this issue is a sensitive issue in Thailand. It's come to a point that students realize that it's time that we should talk about the monarchy. We should put the monarchy back into the constitutional framework. Since the official coronation of the current king, there has been a lot of things going on. And I think one of the factors that trigger the protest today is basically the abduction of Thai dissident in Phnom Penh. His name is Wan Chalam Sasaksit. In fact, he's not the first. Hopefully, he will not be the last. So there has been a series of abductions and killings of Thai dissidents overseas. Why this thing has connected to the monarchy? I mean, we do not have any solid evidence, right, to connect the two together. But it happened that these people, they are anti-monarchists. So that's why there's a lot of reasons to think that there could be some kind of connection. Because of that, I think that triggered the protest. So,
Pavin, can I ask you if part of the problem here is of the character of the current monarch, who apparently lives much of his life in Germany, perhaps away from Thailand and the realities of that many Thais are suffering currently under the pandemic, and also the other issues around drought and so on and so forth that Thailand is suffering now. Is that disconnect or the apparent disconnect between the monarch and the people of Thailand driving some of the frustrations about the system of the current monarchy system?
Well, definitely, that would be the second factor that I would like to mention as well, because of COVID, and people have become frustrated with the way that the government has dealt with the situation. Of course, there are few cases in Thailand, but that doesn't mean that people are really happy about that. And you yourself said that, you know, Thai people sitting in Bangkok or any other part of the country, seeing their king having a good time in Germany and then making international headline like having a harem of 20 women without paying any attention to the frustration of the people. This would be the second factor that adds it up to the crime across the country.
Pavin, I want to ask you about the role of Thai students in these protests. It's said that this is very much student-led, but does it resonate with other Thai citizens? Is there a generational gap or a dimension to these protests?
Yes, you are right. I mean, you can even say that this is quite a pure student-led organization or movement. Somehow, though, that, you know, the general population has started to come out to support these students. To my knowledge, there has been no political party backing these students. That's why I think they could claim legitimacy without being political, even though the issue that they are talking about is very political in itself. In many ways, you know, the disconnection between political party and students makes the call for the monarchical reform even more legitimate.
But how will the current government, the government of Prayut Chan-o-cha, deal with these protests? Surely there must be pressure on him to quell it, considering his relationship to the monarch.
Immensely. I think the pressure on General Prayut Chan-o-cha has been so immense. And knowing the king, knowing this government, I do not see that, you know, together they would walk out profit very easily by giving in to the protest, to the demand of the students. So that's why they started the first phase using legal instruments against the students. So we have seen a number of cases of students being arrested and then granted bail. Today, I mean, just before talking to you a few minutes ago, another 6 students have already been arrested. So I think this is as far as the government goes right now. I don't know if the students push further, you know, boundary, there could be a kind of crackdown. That's also a possibility.
Could you help us understand the standing of this government in among the Thai people? Is it seen as legitimate? I know there was an election, but there were a lot of problems with that election, and because this is just in some ways an extension of the junta that took over through a coup. Is this government seen as legitimate and democratically elected?
You are correct in your observation that a lot of Thai people do not believe that this government is legitimate. Even though electively, you know, coming into power, but we could see the shadow that has been cast, you know, over the current government with the manipulation of the constitution that allows this government to be in power. And I think because of that, that's why the students came up with the first 3 points before it extended to monarchical reform. And the first point for them was the dissolution of the parliament, so as to call for fresh election.
Okay, and can I ask you for your thoughts on how these protests will likely play out? I mean, Pravin, what is the likely end scenario here?
I don't think the student would walk away from this very easily until the requests are fulfilled. And especially they know that they have a lot of support from the public population. And can you believe it? Now it has gone into high schools across the nation. In the past few days, you see students from high school standing up and protest against the government too. So I mean, I think the students will try to sustain this protest as far as it could go. So I think it's now a time to test the tolerance on both sides, how far the government can tolerate the protest, and at the same time, how the students, you know, would continue to go on with their protest.
Right. Pravin, to what extent will intellectuals in Thailand and perhaps the political parties at some point feel that they need to take a stand, that they need to either ally themselves with the students or criticize the students? We know that intellectuals in Thailand have played that role in past histories of protests in Thailand. What's that likely to, is that likely to happen?
Well, I mean, even talking about intellectuals, a number of them have already come out to support the student. That, I mean, undoubtedly. But I think political party, that is more important. Because for their request, for their demand to be fulfilled, it has to be formally discussed in parliament. Otherwise, you know, I don't think this is going to take off. So I think the political party, especially the opposition, again, have been put in an awkward situation. Coming out to support student too much, they would be accused of, you know, fueling the protest against the current government. Not supporting the government at all, they kind of abandon the students, and then the demand would not fall back into the parliament. Mm-hmm. So I guess they have to strike a balance. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but at one level, we also need support from this political party too.
Pravin, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. Really appreciate your time and for you sharing your insights. We're going to take a quick break here on Consider This, but we'll be back with more, so stay tuned.